Okay, here's the deal. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire is much more like its predecessor than the first two films. The best thing is we get to see Lord Voldemort rear his ugly head again. Trust me, although Voldemort is a bad guy, this is a good thing for movie audiences. He's set up to be the new Darth Vader of pop culture. Avid fans of the book will complain that there's too much left out of this film, but the ignorant masses like myself should be okay with that. Sure, Ron and Hermione are reduced to supporting characters, but overall, the world of Hogwarts still makes perfect sense. School is less of a focus in this episode because everyone is obsessing about the Triwizard Tournament in which Harry Potter is chosen to compete. Unfortunately for Harry, this causes hard feelings among even his closest friends. Oh, and we have that whole puberty and hormone thing to deal with too, which isn't that easy, even for a wizard. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire gets 4 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.